So, welcome everybody to this meeting of the Corporate Scrutiny Committee of the Isle of Wight Council. My name is Andrew Garrett, I'm the councillor who chairs this committee. And members of the committee who are present are councillors Debbie Andre, Vanessa Churchman, Richard Hollis, Michael Lilly, who is also the vice chair and will take over should there be any connection problems at my end, Michael Merwill, Chris Quirk, Brian Tyndall, and Councillor Jill Kennett, who represents the Isle of Wight Association of Local Councils, known as IWELC. The office is present supporting me this afternoon. All of us are Ms. Megan Tuckwell, who is the Democratic Services Officer, and Mr. Paul Thistlewood, who is the Scrutiny Officer of the Council. We also have a number of Cabinet members, directors, and other officers present. And of course, welcome to those members of the public who may be viewing this as well. I hope that you will find this both interesting and informative. Just a piece of housekeeping, just a reminder that the legislation now in place allows meetings to be held remotely by whichever means are available to the local authority, and that of course has meant that democratic processes have been able to be stood up again, even though we are of course still within the emergency period related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Just a reminder again to all those who are participants of this meeting, if you do switch your mobile phones off or to silent, they won't then go off should you be speaking at the time. Do remember there is a slight time lag. It's something of a quarter of a second between being called to speak and actually for the technology to catch up with you both speaking and displaying correctly. For those of you who are keeping your cameras off, do of course remember to put your camera on as well. When you're called to speak, and if possible please only speak when I ask you to do so. I'll try to sort of narrate our way through this meeting as we go on. So we'll move on now on to